This is the last day of Christmas. So again, let me greet you. Merry Christmas. Amen. Huling araw ng Christmas. Tomorrow, we will be celebrating the feast of the Epiphany of our Lord. Now, our Roman Catholic brothers, they have the feast of the Epiphany today. Okay? So, ginagawa nila yan on a Sunday that is nearest to January 6. January 6, that is the Feast of the Epiphany, but they celebrate it on a Sunday na malapit sa January 6. So, today, ito yung pinakamalapit na Sunday sa January 6, kaya they are now celebrating the Feast of the Epiphany of our Lord. But in the CEC, today, we celebrate this as the second Sunday after Christmas, after the birth of our Lord. Okay? Bukas tayo magsa-celebrate ng Feast of the Epiphany. And even though it falls on a weekday, Monday, patuloy natin i-celebrate yan on that day. Okay? So, today we look at the scriptures today. And the scriptures, if you listen properly, it's so full of meaning. And many times, we don't pay attention so much on the details of the scripture. Minsan, yung mga hinaharap nating problema, yung sagot at solusyon ng problema natin, sinulat na ng Diyos. Amen? Alam na ng Diyos na sa buhay na ito, magkakaroon tayo ng problema. Magkakaroon tayo ng mga pagsubok sa buhay. Alam ng Diyos yan. That's why He gave us already a letter. The Bible is a love letter from a father to his beloved children. And everything you need in life to overcome, to face the challenges, to overcome the obstacles, yung instructions ng tatay natin sa langit, nandito na sa kanyang salita. That's why we are encouraged to listen. Okay? Sometimes we just read, nagbabasa lang tayo ng Bible, pero hindi tayo nakikinig. Remember, faith does not come from reading. Faith does not come by looking. Faith comes from hearing. So when you read your Bible, yes, you're looking at the scriptures, you're reading them, but inside, we have to learn to listen. Now, dalawa yung tenga ng tao. We have the outer ear. Okay, the outer ear is where that's what we use to listen to the sound around us. The inner ear is the most important of all because it listens to what is inside us. Yan ang nakikinig sa mga bagay na nasa loob natin. And we know that Christ is within us. Amen? We know that Jesus lives and resides in our heart and He speaks to us every day. Kinakausap tayo ng Diyos. Minsan, hindi tayo nakikinig sa Kanya. And sometimes we cry out to God pag may hinaharap tayong problema at nag-iisip tayo minsan. We think that God doesn't care about us, but He does care. In fact, He shares what we need to do. But we don't listen. We read the Bible. We look at the Bible. Iba nga sa atin, natutulog, ginagawang unan yung Bible. Okay? But we don't bother to listen to what He's trying to say to us. Minsan, ang problema natin, walang ibang solusyon. Wala nang ibang solusyon yung problema natin, except that as you face that problem, all you need is the assurance na may Diyos na nagmamahal sa iyo. Yan lang naman ang kulang. Merong mga problema na hindi mo pwedeng ikutan. There are problems that you cannot get around with. There are problems that you could not escape except that you go through the problem. But we need to hear God say, "I love you. I will be with you." Yan ang dapat marinig natin. Di ba? Pag pumupunta ako sa lamay when someone dies and I go there, I don't know what to say. Hindi ko alam yung sasabihin ko. Walang tutumbas sa lungkot ng pamilya na yan na nawala ng nanay, nawala ng tatay, nawala ng kapatid. No amount of words could comfort them. Nothing can comfort them at that time. But as I go there, pag pumupunta ako sa lamay, with nothing to say, I don't know what to do to comfort them. Your presence alone, when people see you, oh, nandito si Father, when you come, it brings so much comfort in their life. Kaya pag uwi ko, galing sa lamay, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Salamat talaga, Father. Tinatanong ko, anong ginagawa ko? Ba't kayo nagpapasalamat? Pinakain niyo pa nga ako eh. Dapat ako magpasalamat sa inyo. But they receive comfort by just being there. Amen? Your presence alone brings so much healing and comfort and peace and consolation to the family. Bakit ganyan? No amount of words could comfort them but your presence alone. It's the same thing with God. When we sit down and we look at the scriptures and read and we're going through a problem, hindi naman kailangan na ma-solve yung problema. Ang kailangan lang na maramdaman mo at malaman mo sa puso mo na nandyan ang Diyos, hindi ka iiwan at mahal na mahal ka ng Diyos. The assurance of God's love for you, that's enough for me. You know, when I was hospitalized and people came to visit me, wala naman silang magawa. Yung pagbisita nila, hindi naman magpapagaling ng sugat ko. Okay, they come there and it will not heal my wound. But it gives me the strength to bear the suffering that I'm going through. Why? Because of the presence of that person who came out of his way just to visit me. Amen? Ganon din ang Diyos. Now, today, the second Sunday of Christmas, we're going to talk about our life as God's children. Like I've said, we are adopted by God. Pag sinabi kong adopted, it is not a bad thing. Ibig sabihin yan, pag inadopt tayo ng Diyos, talagang pinili ka ng Diyos. Amen? At hindi lang pinili, ginusto ka ng Diyos. Okay? Even before you were born, the scripture says that God already knew you. God already saw you. And because He did see you already, nakita ka na ng Diyos. With all your success and failures, nakita na ng Diyos yan. And because He saw you, He already loved you. Wala ka pang ginagawa. Wala ka pang sinasabi. Minahal ka na ng Diyos. Amen? That's why because He loves us so much, He adopted us to become His children. Pwede naman tayong hindi i-adopt eh. Pwede naman sabihin ng Diyos, oy, cute nyo. Okay? Pero hanggang dyan lang kayo. Huwag kayong lumapit sa akin. No, the Father did not do that. When He loved us, pinili ka niya that you become His child. And anong ibig sabihin yun? What does it mean? It means that everything He has is already yours. Because that is what true love is. True love, you find a way to give. Pag ayaw mo magbigay, hindi po pagmamahal at pag-ibig yan. The Father loves us so much, He wants us to receive. He wants to bless us, to give to us. At hindi lang yung bigyan tayo ng konti para mabuhay lang. No, He wants to give everything He's got. Sigurado ka ba, Father? Yeah. You look at the cross. He gave His best. The best that God has is Jesus. And yet, binigay niya sa'yo si Jesus. Okay? Now, will God withhold anything from you? No more. He has given you His best. Meron ngang isang pare na nagturo sa akin. Sabi niya, pag pumunta ka sa Diyos at may kailangan ka, huwag ka nang humingi. Sabi niya, bakit? Wala nang maibibigay ang Diyos sa'yo. Bakit? Binigay na lahat. He has nothing more to give to you because He has given you everything. All we need to do, sabi niya, when you come before God, is just to tell God, Lord, thank you. Thank you for my healing. Thank you for the food. Kaya nga, puro salamat. Bakit? Because we know God already gave us everything. When He gave Jesus to us, He gave us everything. Yun lang tayo, minsan pag hindi natin nakikita, akala natin hindi binigay. Kaya nanghihingi pa rin tayo. Well, it's okay. But when you come to that point and realize and understand in your life that God has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Anong ibig sabihin ng everything? Ha? Anong ibig sabihin ng everything? Lahat. Now, anong ibig sabihin ng lahat? Everything. Okay. Ang ibig sabihin ng lahat, ibig sabihin nun, walang isang bagay na natira sa Diyos dahil binigay niya lahat. He gave us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Everything you need in life to become the person that God wants us to be. Everything you need in life to live as the best version of yourself, God already provided that. That's why we should be grateful to God only. Pag may kailangan tayo at hindi natin nakikita, alam mong binigay na yan. Ba't hindi ko pa nakikita, Lord? Bakit kailangan mo na ba talaga? Okay? We should just be, Father, I thank you. I thank you for the food. Kahit walang pagkain. Wala akong nakikita ng pagkain. Lord, thank you for your provisions upon us. Why? We know God already gave us. Amen? Now, what is our response? Because of God's adoption, we become His children. He provides for everything we need. Anong response natin dyan? How do we respond to God? Well, we say, we will thank God. That's true. We should thank God. Ano pang response natin? We should love God. Amen? Amen? Kung minahal ka ng isang tao, anong klaseng tao ka hindi ka marunong magmahal? Hindi ka marunong magsukli ng pag-ibig na binigay sa'yo? Well, if God loved us, our response is we say thank you to God because we don't deserve it. Hindi natin binili yung pag-ibig niya. Binigay niya lang kusa. Bakit hindi natin binili? At bakit binigay niya? Kasi hindi niyo kaya bayaran. Mahal yan. Amen? We should love Him. Yes, we should revere God. We should adore God. We should love Him. We should love His presence in our lives. We may not understand what He's doing sometimes in our life, but we know He loves us. Sapat na yun. Amen? Sapat na yun. Yung mga batang secure sa magulang nila, kahit paluin sila ng magulang nila, inaakap nila yung magulang nila, umiiyak sila sa sakit. But they don't turn away from their parents because they trust that whatever my dad, my mom is doing to me, it's for my good. Bakit? Alam ng mga bata, mahal sila ng nanay at tatay nila. Amen? But today, I will talk to you about another response. If you realize that God has chosen you, adopted you to become His child, and poured out His love on you, one of our response should be, we should serve Him. Amen? Kaya, maganda talaga kung may anak ka na babae. Kasi yung anak mong babae, pag nakaupo ka, alam na ng anak mong babae, ugali mo talaga, magkakape ka, hindi ka pa nagsasabi, nagtitimpla na. Diba? Okay naman yung mga lalaki, minsan tatanong, gusto mo kape pa? Okay, tatanong pa, diba? Oh, gusto mong kumain? Yung anak na babae, hindi ka na tinatanong, pa, kape, pa, may biskuit. Bakit? Yan ang pagmamahal nila. Response to the love of the Father who takes care and provide for them. That's how they respond. They serve their Father. Amen? Ganon din tayo. Service of God is not a burden if you love God. Hindi mabigat yan. Bumibigat lang naman yan, hindi dahil sa trabahong binibigay sa'yo. Bumibigat ang trabaho at pag-serve natin kay Lord because kulang ito. Bakit kulang ang pagmamahal sa Diyos? Kasi hanggang ngayon hindi mo alam mahal ka ng Diyos. Amen? If we struggle to love God, it's because we struggle to understand that God loves us. The scripture says, it's not that you love me, but I have loved you. Amen? Yan ang sabi ng Diyos. It's not that you love me. Hindi ako hungry for your love, no? But I'm hungry to love you. If you realize and understand that now in your life, then you will love God naturally. And how do we love God? Yes, we praise Him. We sing songs to Him. Yeah, that's part of it. If we love God, we will also serve Him. Amen? Now, before we go to the gospel, let's look at our first reading today. Our first reading says that our God does not get tired. Nabasa niyo sa Isaiah 40? I was reflecting on it. Ang sabi ng Diyos, ang Diyos natin na hindi napapagod. Ano ibig sabihin yan? When it comes to your life, kahit gaano ka kakulit, ang Diyos ay hindi napapagod sa'yo. Amen? Every day, His mercy is new every morning. Hindi siya napapagod. Isipin ko naman sa buhay ko, when I think of my life, iniisip ko, kung ako ang Diyos at may taong katulad ko, naaalagaan ko, mapapagod ako. Amen? Kasi matigas ang ulo ko. So iniisip ko, papaluin ako ng Diyos, pero hindi naman tayo pinapalo ng Diyos. Tinitingnan tayo, tinuturuan tayo. Amen? God does not get tired of us. Yan ang sinabi ni Isaiah. He does not get tired. No matter how bad we are sometimes, no matter how stupid we are sometimes, kagaya kahapon, akala ko brown out. Aywan ko anong pumasok sa isip ko. Akala ko brown out, hinawakan ko yung plug na nakadikit doon sa kuryente, hinawakan ko lang. Kung talagang brown out, ay hindi pala. Ha? Hindi pala. Pero tumayo na yung buhok ko dito. At inisip ko, napaka talagang. Pero minsan, inaamin ko naman at alam din ng Diyos, meron talaga tayong minsan. Huwag lang araw-arawin, ha? Isa talaga, tanga tayo. Sinabi ng bawal, gawin mo. Sinabi ng sa iyo, huwag mong gawin yan, mapapahamak ka. Ayun talagang gagawin natin. Kaya ano bang tawag nyo dyan? Okay. God loves us in spite of our stupidity. Napapagod ba siya? Nasasabi ba siya sa iyo, ay sobrang tanga ka talaga. Diyan ka na muna. Pagod na ako sa iyo. Hindi. Hindi ganyan ang Diyos natin. Amen? Yan ang sinabi ni Isaiah. And sabi niya dito, dahil hindi napapagod ang Diyos, then He will give to those who are getting tired, He will give them strength also. O sa mga magulang, yung napapagod na sa mga anak nila. Okay? Sabi ng Diyos, bibigyan ko kayo ng lakas kagaya ng lakas ko. I will give you power just like my power, so you will not get tired of taking care of your children. Pero itong sabi ni Isaiah, some people may get tired. Even the young people will lose their strength. Even the strong people, one day they will fail. But those who wait upon the Lord, those who look to God, those who wait on God, those who serve God and serve His plans and purposes in their lives, sabi niya, they will never get tired. They will never grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Oh, iba yung naglalakad kang matuwid. Iba yung naglalakad kang ganyan na. Oh, yan ang tinatawag na faint. No? What at purisagid? Sabi ng Diyos, if you look to me, if you serve with me, then you will never walk like that. You will not be faint. They shall run. They shall run and will not get tired. They will mount up with wings like eagles. Wow! Alam mo ba yung eagle? Pag lumipad yan, umaabot ng 6 na oras yan, nandun lang sa ere, hindi napapagod yan. Okay? Sabi ko nga, kung meron akong abilidad na ganyan, kagaya ng eagle, nako, ang daming masisave ko sa ticket ng airplane. Liliparin ko na lang. You see, that's what God's promise. Those who wait upon the Lord, to wait is not just to sit down passively and wait for God to do something. Okay? There are 3 kinds of people. There are people who wait for things to happen. Nag-aantay na lang kung anong mangyari. There are people who makes things happen. Amen? They take the initiative and make things happen. And the third, there are people who don't know what is happening. Ayan. If we serve God, we wait on God, He will give us the ability and strength to do something in our life. Life will not be boring if you look to God every day and you find your strength in Him. Life will not be boring. Bakit? God will give you the ability to attempt great things in your life. We accomplish little because we attempt little. In this 2025, as a community, we will attempt great things. Amen? And with God, who supplies strength and ability, I know we can accomplish great things. Amen? I was talking to one of our youth. A few years ago, may problema siya. He could not go out and go to places and mingle with his friends. Nagkakaroon siya ng panic attack. And he got so frustrated because he cannot leave home. Nasa sa bahay lang siya palagi. And every time he goes out, paglabas siya ng bahay and he goes somewhere, then he has that, nagkakaroon siya ng panic attack. Parang sinasakal siya, hindi na siya makahinga. One time, he called me up. Nasa van siya, going to Iloilo. Nag-attempt siya. He wanted to be free from that. He attempted to go to Iloilo, mag-isa siya. On the way, nag-panic attack na siya. So they had to bring him back. Binalik siya, para siyang mamamatay. And I said, you know, you continue in your relationship with God. Nung hindi na siya nagsisimba, sabi ko, magsimba ka. You go to church. So he came to church, nagsisimba siya. And he goes there. But still, gumaling ba yung panic attack niya? Hindi, nandyan pa rin. Pag lumalayo siya ng matagal, nanginginig na naman siya. Then finally, after 2 years, sabi ko sa kanya, okay, don't just go to church and sit down in church. Try serving God. Aba, sabi niya, no, but Father, medyo hindi ko kaya yan to serve God. Sabi ko, kaya mo. Nakaya mo na nga bumalik sa simbahan at magsimba. Dati hindi mo nagagawa yan. Now, attempt to serve God. So he started to serve God, joined the ministry. Kinuha niya yung ministry na nagaano talaga yung talent niya and he has a heart for that ministry. He joined, nag-training siya and everything. And finally, he's serving God. Makikita mo siya pag Sunday, he dances. He gives his praises to God. Then last week we talked, sabi niya, Bishop, nakakapunta na ako sa maraming lugar. Sabi ko, wow! Sabi ko, saan ka galing? Sabi niya, pumunta ako ng Rojas City. Ha? Sino kasama mo? Ako lang. Wow! Sabi ko, sa sunod, sama mo ako, sana all. Diba? No. He overcame that problem. He overcame. Serve God. He chose to serve God. When you serve God, God supplies the strength. God supplies the ability you need for you to be able to serve Him well. Amen? Our second reading. Ipa tayo sa gospel. Habat na yung oras ko. Second reading talks about the grace of God. The grace of God. And sinusulat ni St. Paul sa Ephesian Church. That whatever we cannot do, the grace of God is there for us. Anong hindi mo kaya? I give you an example in my life. May nagtanong sa akin, kaya mo ba maging bishop? Anong sagot ko? Nag-aral ka ba sa kolehiyo ng mga bishop? Wala yatang ganyan. Diba? Kaya mo ba maging bishop? And I pondered, and I looked into my heart, and I said, no, not even an inch will I attempt to be a bishop. My strength, my abilities, everything I have is nothing for me to become a bishop. Wala. One of the things that a bishop would do, and I meditate on this, a bishop should have the ability to lay down his life for the flock. E dugo nga, makita ko lang yung dugo ko, nahihilo na ako. Now how can I lay down my life for my flock? I look at the picture of a saint, tiningnan ko yung picture ng isang saint, isang bishop, before my consecration, I looked at the picture of a bishop na hinihiwa siya. They were slicing him up, binabalatan siya because he loved his people so much and willing to die for them, binalatan siya. Nung nakita ko yan, sabi ko, hindi ako ganyang klaseng bishop. I'm afraid. I could not imagine the pain, yung sakit na nararamdaman niya. Eh, nung nagpunta tayo sa doktor, tinurukan lang ako eh, para na akong mamatay. Diba? Di ko talaga kaya. And here is what a bishop is supposed to do, lay down his life for his people. Can I do that? No. So, yun ang isang bagay na talagang hindered me. Hindi ko masabi yung yes ko. I cannot say my yes to God because I'm afraid. When I was in prayer, this scripture came to me. My grace, what you cannot do, what you cannot accomplish, you surrender to me. Give your heart to me. Because I, your God, will make you accomplish what I want you to accomplish. It's not our strength. It's not our ability. It's always His strength and ability. So when I said yes to God, sabi ko, sige, magiging bishop ako. I will take that call and receive, but I surrender my heart to you. And so far, so good. May mga bagay akong ginagawa ngayon, alam ko hindi ko kayang gawin, but I'm able to accomplish them. Why? Because of God's grace. Our gospel, Jesus. Nawala si Jesus, umuwi yung nanay niya from Jerusalem. After a feast, umuwi na si Joseph, si Mary, kasama yung mga kamag-anak nila, all the relatives and friends, they all went home. 3 days yung lakad para makarating dun sa lugar nila. One day after na-realize ni Mary si Jesus wala, hindi kasama ng grupo nila. Akala niya nandun sa pinsan niya, nandun sa tiyahin niya, because they travel together. Okay? So nung hinanap na ni Mary si Jesus, one day after, she found out Jesus was not with them. Wow! Yung anak ng Diyos na pinagkatiwala sa'yo, nawala mo. And you know, sino mga magulang dito, naisip nyo ba anong mararamdaman nyo pag nawalan kayo ng anak? Di ba? Hindi nyo maisip, di ba? Pangit isipin. But this is what Mary felt. She lost her one and only beloved son. And she went back. Another day of walking back to Jerusalem. And they looked for him there. And finally, they went to the temple. And true enough, when they got there, Jesus was in the midst of scholars. Galing, ano? Why was he there? Because he was listening to them. Diyan kumukuha si Lord ng talino. Marunong kasi siya makinig. Ang taong hindi marunong makinig, magiging totoo yan. Ang taong hindi marunong makinig, okay? Hindi oo. Malagyan mo lang ng di. But Jesus listens to them, and after listening to them, he asks questions, nagtatanong siya. Alam niyo ba, malalaman mo yung tao kung matalino, hindi sa sagot. Malalaman mo yung bata, alam mo talaga magiging matalino yung bata na yung paglaki, sa mga tanong niya. Okay? Nung nandun ako sa sacristy, may pumasok na maliit na bata, pumasok doon sa sacristy. Nung nakita niya ako, sabi niya, "Oh, Bishop, what are you doing here?" Oh, grabe, di ba? "What are you doing here?" Hindi ko masagot yung bata. Napaisip ako, nga, no? Ba't nandito ako sa sacristy? What are you doing here? Jesus was asking questions, and the scholars, the teachers of the law, they were marveling at him because of his wisdom. He was listening and asking questions. And he answers his own questions. Oh, yun. Ibang klase. Siya magtatanong, siya rin ang marunong sa sagot ng tanong niya. And so when Mary saw him, nung nakita siya ni Mary, yung stress ng nanay, yung lungkot, lahat ng emotions, you know, alam ko anak ka ng Diyos, but you are my baby. At that time, Jesus was only 14 or 12 years old nung nawala siya. And Mary said, "Why did you do this to us?" No? Palaging ganyan ang nanay, di ba? Pag nagalit, "Bakit mo ginawa sa akin to?" And I always remind parents, yung anak mo nagkamali, hindi naman niya plinano saktan ka. Yun lang, yung pagkakamali niya, nakakasakit ng magulang. Pero hindi niya plinano niya, "Saktan ko yung nanay ko bukas. Magpapabuntis ako." Diba? Walang ganyan. Walang nagpaplanong ganyan. It happens and it hurts the parents. Kaya, yun ang tanong ni Mary, why did you do this to us? Na-stress kami ng tatay mo. Bakit mo ginawa sa amin to? And they were so surprised when Jesus answered them. Kaya mag-ingat kayo pag tinatanong-tanong yung Diyos, ha? Baka sagutin kayo. Alam mo naman ang Diyos, pag sumagot yan, baka hindi mo kayang sagot. This is what Jesus said to her. Why are you looking for me? Bakit niya ako hinahanap? Hindi mo ba alam? Don't you know that I have to be in my Father's house and in my Father's business? Sumagot ba si Mary sa kanya? Tumahimik yung nanay niya. Quiet. Why are you looking for me? Bakit niyo ako hinahanap? Hindi niyo ba alam that I have to be in my Father's business? And that is the question that I ask each and every one of us. Alam niyo ba yung business ng tatay natin? Anak ba tayo ng Diyos? Talaga bang anak tayo ng Diyos? Are we ready to serve Him? Okay. What is God's business? You have to know your father's business first before you can serve him well. You have to know his business first. That's why this Sunday, it is important that we know what is our father's business and how we will go about with that business serving him. What is God's business? I'll tell you one of his business. Marami siyang business. God is in the business of saving souls. Amen? Yan ang business ng Diyos natin. He saves souls. We should be involved in that business also. Now, minsan we live a Christian life, but when it comes to serving God, hindi tayo seryoso eh. You know, ang Christian life natin, we just, you know, kind of ride along, pasimba-simba, and you know, Kristiyano, kung amat man, if that's not convenient, ayoko maging Kristiyano. Gusto ko maging bastos. Ganyan tayo. But here, Jesus confronts us that as a follower of God, I should be in His business. I should get involved in His business. Amen? Amen. I know a friend, pinaaral siya ng tatay niya. Yung tatay niya, farmer. Magsasaka yung tatay niya. So, hindi ko alam kung ilang kalabaw ang binenta ng tatay niya. Nagsasaka every day. Mahirap ang buhay ng magsasaka. Just to send his son to school. Nakapagtapos yung anak niya, naging seaman yung anak niya, nagtrabaho sa abroad, maraming pera yung anak niya. And yung tatay, nandun pa rin sa farm niya. But the son, yung anak niya na pinaaral niya, at mayaman na, lahat ng pera, yung pera niya, binibili niya rin ng lupa para sa tatay niya. Tay, dagdagan mo yung lupa mo. Tay, anong kailangan mo? Kailangan mo ng bagong tractor o eto tractor? He spends his money supporting his father who cannot afford. Nung nawala na yung tatay niya at nag-retire na rin siya bilang seaman, ngayon siya na ang nagsasaka. He knows his father's business. We should know our father's business. We should get involved with the business of God. If we love God, we would serve Him. And how do we serve God? We get involved in God's business. We join God's business. We participate in what God is doing. You know, yung choir natin, they sing that song, but they're singing to God. They're not singing for us. Amen? Yung mga acolytes natin, they come to church. Now, itong mga boys na to, malalaking pangarap. Tinatanong ko sila, anong gusto nyo maging paglaki nyo? Yung isa, maging doktor. Yung isa, maging abogado. Wow, grabe pala. Mga kasama ko sa altar, mga abogado, mga doktor in the making. Okay? Yung isa, gusto mag-governor ng Aklan. Aba, grabe tong acolyte na to. Sabi ko, paano pag naging governor ka na? Magsiserve pa rin ako sa altar ko. Nakakahiya naman. Diba? Nagmimisa kang ganyan. Yung naghugas ng kamay mo, gobernador ng Aklan. Acolyte pa rin. Ano? They have so many dreams. So many plans in life. But because they love God, they serve God in His church. Our psalm reading today is one of my favorites. Sabi ni David, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to be a king and sit in the tents of the wicked. No, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God. Kahit yun na lang yung pwede kong gawin dahil hindi ako qualified to serve God, I will rather be a doorkeeper. This year, we are going to go out into mission, but I want us all to get involved. Hindi ko kaya to pag ako lang. The bishop cannot do it. The bishop is always attached to his community, his flock. And together we have to do mission together. Kaya yung mga nagsasabi, wala akong ministry, hindi ako involved sa ministry. Bakit? Tingnan mo. Tingnan mo yun. What is available? Bishop, wala talagang ministry yung tumatanggap sa akin. Ayaw ng ministry sa akin. Alam mo, kailangan ko ng tagasara ng pinto at tagabukas. Baka pwede ka. Now, is that a ministry? Ministry yan ni David. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God. I will not make excuses why I will not serve the Lord. I will find ways and means to be able to serve God. Pero Father, ayaw nila sa akin. Ayaw ng church sa akin. Ayaw nila. Pakialam ko. You serve God. Find it in your heart. God chose me to become His child, to be part of His family. I love this God. I love my God so much. How can I serve Him? Kaya yung mga hindi na nagsiserve kay Lord, nanghihina na. You know? Nanghihina na, wala ng strength. Minsan magpapaalam na, aalis na ako, Father. Lilipat ako sa ibang simbahan. Ba't ka lilipat? Eto na yung community mo. Do you think that it will be better if you go to other communities? No. Ang problema kasi hindi yung simbahan. Ang problema natin ito. Find it in your heart to serve God. Service comes from the heart. Amen? Eh, ayaw ako tanggapin ng choir. Masama daw yung boses ko. Eh, wala na. Kung ayaw nyo sa akin, alam mo, maraming papel sa labas. Pwede kong pulutin yan para malinis yung simbahan. That is a ministry. The beauty about ministry, when you serve God in simple ways that cannot be seen by people, God rewards you openly. You don't have to prove yourself. God knows you. All we need to do is get involved. Every Sunday, pumunta kayo every Sunday. Huwag mag-absent. Why? The liturgy, ang misa na ginagawa natin, this is called the work of the people. Pag sinabing, please stand, tayo tayo. Pag sinabing, please be seated, upo tayo. Pag sinabi natin, the Lord be with you, sagot ka kagad, and also with your spirit. It's really work. To worship God, pagkasama tayong lahat. May magbabasa ng Bible. Pag binasa yung Bible, makikinig tayo. That is your work, to listen to God when the scripture is being read. Pagkatapos ng basa, anong sasabihin ng lector? The word of the Lord. Anong sagot mo? Thanks be to God. Salamat, Lord, kinakausap mo ako. Salamat, Lord, sinasabi mo ang kailangan ko. I thank you, Lord. Thanks be to God. That's the word of God. God is speaking to you. You respond with thank you. Ang hirap kasi pag hindi na tayo kinausap ng Diyos. Kinakausap tayo ng Diyos. Pag sinabi ng pare, the peace of the Lord is always with you. What do you say? And with your spirit, we're working together to worship God. That's why on a Sunday, wag absent. You come on a Sunday. You come. Because this is how we love God. We serve Him in the church. Amen. Shall we stand?